Catherine Goble Johnson, NASA mathematician, died on February 24th, aged 101.
As she ran her eyes over the flight test calculation sheets the engineer had given her, Catherine Goble, as she then was, could see there was something wrong with them. The engineer had made an error with a square root, and it was going to be tricky to tell him so. It was her first day on this assignment when she and another girl had been picked out of the computing pool at the Langley Aeronautical Laboratory, later part of NASA, to help the all-male flight research unit. But there were other more significant snags than simply being new. Most obviously, he was a man and she was a woman. In 1953, women did not question men. They stayed in their place, in this case usually the computing pool, tapping away on their Munro desktop calculators or filling sheets with figures. She as neatly turned out as all the rest. Men were the grand designers, the engineers. The women were computers in skirts, who were handed a set of equations and exhaustively, diligently checked them. Men were not interested in things as small as that. And, most difficult of all, she was coloured and he was white. The lab might be recruiting black mathematicians, but the door was not fully open. Her pool was called Coloured Computing and was segregated. As she sat down with the new team that morning, the man next to her had moved away. She was not sure why, but the world was like that, and she refused to be bothered by it. Since the cafe was segregated, she ate at her desk,